This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Good morning to you. The 28th day of May here. It's a Wednesday morning. It is probably about, what is it, officially 60 degrees outside. It was in the 50s when we got up this morning. So it has warmed up before you have to head out the door. We've covered a little bit of breaking news for you this morning. Charges have been filed in the case of that Tesla vandalism over in Kirkwood. We've been waiting on this. There was a little bit of paperwork snafu last week, I understand, and it just hit CaseNet yesterday afternoon, and we've been reporting on that this morning. The guy's been charged with harassment for vandalizing Teslas in Kirkwood, and maybe, Kim, just maybe we'll get a little bit of news coverage out of this morning, or maybe not.
Probably not.
I don't know. I have reached out to several of my friends in the media just to make sure they're aware. I'll do a little show prep for them. I don't know what they were waiting for. I can't believe they were unaware of the story. It's a national story of these idiots going around and vandalizing people's personal cars because they're unhappy with the guy whose company built them a year ago or 2 years ago or 4 years ago or however old the car is. And now you think doing damage to this individual who owns the car now is somehow having an impact on Elon Musk. It's just crazy. Anyway, the guy's been charged. We'll be talking more about that. We're going to have reaction to the abortion decision by the Missouri Supreme Court yesterday, which puts a halt on the death machine, at least briefly, until it goes back to a lower court and they have a chance to look this over. Kim's been reporting on that this morning. We're going to get Beavis Shock on with us, attorney, in about an hour to talk a little more about this. He's with Shock Law, and he can kind of break down what the ruling does, how quickly he thinks it's going to take for this lower court judge to change their reasoning for why they didn't require or reconsider some of these safety issues around the abortion procedure before it can go forward. And we'll have details on that for you at 7 o'clock hour. Also at 7:35, we will talk about your tax dollars going for a new baseball stadium for the Kansas City Royals. How do you feel about that, Cardinal fans?
And the Chiefs.
And it upgrades to Arrowhead Stadium. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be a new stadium, but would get
millions
some
of dollars, though,
upgrades.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like it's over.
Maybe they're going to put a roof on it. What do you think? I'm just kidding.
Don't they get, no. Is it the Chiefs that typically, the fans that have, it's like loudest stadium or something like that?
Probably
that
one of the
Royals.
Think.
I can't remember which one.
It
No, Chiefs? Okay.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Well, anyway, we'll talk to Adam Schnulting about that. He's going to get called into special session starting next week is when the governor's called that special session to find out about that. I know among a number of friends of mine who are in conservative circles, they are very opposed to this idea. And we'll talk more about Jeremy Cady, in fact, has written a big piece about his opposition to it. And surprisingly, some people on the liberal side of the equation are equally concerned about the payout, right? Like you spend the money, what's the payback? And it just economically, it's not there in terms of what it adds to the economy in a town where you've spent millions of dollars of taxpayer money on a stadium. We'll have that for you coming up as well. And we're going to talk about this state emergency management and federal aid for disaster recovery here in the St. Louis area. The people who are now homeless, who maybe didn't have any insurance. So what are they going to do? And we'll talk to Mike O'Connell, who now works for the State Emergency Management Agency. Years ago, he was a reporter with me at Channel 4. So we'll get my friend Mike on here at about 8:20 this morning to talk about that. But right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Clearly, he was not up to speed and wondered if it was connected to his age. These are policy decisions that an incapacitated president could have affected. I agree. This could be far worse than Watergate.
Yeah, Kayleigh McEnany there talking about Jake Tapper's book and the controversy around what they knew about Joe Biden's dementia and how long they actually knew it.
Work requirements were provided within there. That was some of the most major reforms of Medicaid that helps protect and save the program for the people that need it. This only deals, Mark, with able-bodied, healthy adults.
Yes, Congressman Jason Smith there trying to tell the truth about this big, beautiful bill. The Democrats are out there lying about it every day. It's gonna hurt children. It's going to do all they did was impose work requirements for able-bodied people if they want taxpayer-paid health care.
I'm finding myself pretty scared about a lot of things, scared about losing my rights as a woman, scared about losing my right to vote as a woman.
Did you know they're repealing your right to vote, Kim?
I missed that.
That is actress Kyra Sedgwick, who went on TikTok and warned the world of all the dangers to her personal rights that are apparently at risk because of Orange Man Bad.
Voted yes to Amendment 3 back in November to allow abortions again in Missouri. But tonight, after a state Supreme Court ruling, the procedures are halted.
Today's ruling comes in response to a circuit judge blocking abortion restrictions.
Yeah, there you have it. There's the intro last night over on Channel 4 to the breaking news about abortion. And couldn't turn around the attorney general this morning, but we are going to talk to attorney Beavis Schock about this decision coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. As you can imagine, there was pretty swift reaction to this. Planned Parenthood called it temporary, but all this is about is the state trying to make sure there are basic safety requirements in place before women go through what can be a very dangerous procedure. Listen to a little bit more of this story. Go to cut four, please.
We voted for the rights to have an abortion here in the state of Missouri.
Missouri resident Jerry Richardson reacting after hearing abortions are back on pause in Missouri after the state Supreme Court's ruling.
And we hope that it stays in effect for a long period of time.
Head of Campaign Life Missouri, Samuel Lee, applauded the decision Tuesday. The court ordered a Jackson County judge to vacate previous rulings blocking abortion restrictions.
Supreme Court has reined in a rogue judge from Jackson County who has went way beyond her boundaries.
Those specific restrictions included abortion facility licensing requirements, a 72-hour waiting period, and parental consent laws.
They were based on making it harder to access abortion. And right now, without these injunctions in place, abortion is out of reach of Missourians.
It's not. How was it making it harder to have an abortion to require that doctors be medically certified. How's that? You know why?
Because
not many doctors want to perform abortions, and the ones that do are not often the ones that local hospitals want to have anything to do with, and that is tying the hands of Planned Parenthood.
Well, it also would require, I guess they're saying, minors to get parental consent, because the 13-year-old should not be able to walk into a Planned Parenthood and say, I want an abortion, and they just do it. And we know that is happening, where yes. they're saying, oh, if you can't get one here, we'll even provide you the transportation that you need to cover the cost of that procedure. Just we'll help you out.
Let us all celebrate this brief pause in the killing fields of Planned Parenthood. It may not last long, but we'll enjoy it while it lasts. A few lives may be saved in the next day or two before they start back up. And you know that's coming. It's just a matter of time. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Lots of things happening yesterday on the international front as well, including the president. The president's offering the Golden Dome, by the way, to Canada. And maybe in return for them becoming the 51st state. I heard him suggest this yesterday. You want our protection? Come on in. We'll make you like the California of North America. How about that? Not that that's going to happen, but we'll chat it about it coming up. Bottom of the hour, we'll get you a check of business with Nicole. Stay tuned.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they are launched from space. And we will have the best system ever built. As you know, we helped Israel with theirs, and it was very successful. And now we have technology that's even far advanced from that, but including hypersonic missiles, ballistic missiles, and advanced cruise missiles. All of them will be knocked out of the air. We will truly be completing the job that President Reagan started 40 years ago, forever ending the missile threat to the American homeland, and the success rate is very close to 100%, which is incredible when you think of it. You're shooting bullets out of the air. I'm also pleased to report that the one big beautiful bill will include $25 billion for the Golden Dome to help construction get underway. That's the initial sort of a down deposit.
So the president's comments there yesterday on the Golden Dome. I'll get back to this in a second. He mentioned that Canada has already called. They're interested in being under the dome in the instance that we do this. And Trump's like, I think we could arrange that if you're the 51st state. And he said they're interested. Now, there's been no comment yet from the Canadians, eh?
There's no way that Canada would do that. I mean, if Canada were willing to pay enough money to the United States, don't you think that Trump would say yes?
I'm sure.
Despite the fact
come
that
under
they,
the dome?
Canada, it's been funny that Trump's been kind of toying with them and saying, oh, become the 51st state. There's just no way Canada would do that. And honestly, it could actually, in some ways, hurt us, because they're so woke and liberal in Canada that they would then have a lot of power that could impact some of our elections. I'm just saying.
So sometimes I hesitate to school Democrats, because I don't want to tip them off to potential strategies. But Kim, I lived through the Reagan presidency proudly. Got to vote for him the second time he ran for re-election. And here's what, do you remember Star Wars? Not the movie. They called Ronald Reagan's Strategic Defense Initiative Star Wars. The Democrats made fun of it. It'll never happen. The technology's not there. Blah, 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 blah. You know, Ronald Reagan won the Cold War. Do you know how he won the Cold War? He bankrupted the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union could not keep up with the technology and the military spending of the United States, but they tried. And they failed miserably, and their economy collapsed, and they ended up falling apart. What Donald Trump has announced here is the equivalent of the SDI initiative of Ronald Reagan. And whether it ever becomes reality or not, he's sending a message to Iran, and he's sending a message to Russia and any other bad actors in the world. Guess what? Before I'm out of office, we're going to have the equivalent of an Iron Dome. We'll call it the Golden Dome. Should have called it the Orange Dome, I think, just for kicks.
Surprised you didn't say the Trump Dome.
Over the United States. And after that, there'll be nothing you can do to us. You can build all the intercontinental ballistic missiles you want to, Iran, although we've said we'll never allow them to have one because it's Israel they want to wipe out. But North Korea, Russia, all these countries who pose a threat to the United States with ballistic intercontinental ballistic missiles are out of business if that happens. So what does that mean? That means that between now and then, they either strike some kind of an agreement with the United States, or they suddenly try to compete with the United States in building their own missile defense system, which will bankrupt some of these countries. They don't have the technology or the money to do it. I think it's a brilliant stroke on Trump's part. Whether it gets built within the next 3 years, which seems to stretch imagination, unless there's a lot more existing technology than we know of, whether it actually gets built is irrelevant.
But why
the promise that it's going to be built will be enough to drive some of these little tin pot dictators completely nuts.
Aside from the money, and considering the fact that this would be a much larger territory to have the Golden Dome versus what Israel has with the Iron Dome, why is it so complicated to build it? Because aside from funding and stuff, because the Iron Dome was first deployed in Israel in 2011.
Right.
That's old. All things considered.
Because
if it's not, it cannot be a lack of
because
technology.
Because
it's got to be
funding. How do you decide who lives and who dies? The United States is huge.
The challenge is covering
an area the size of the United States as opposed to the state of Israel.
Well, it's not a lack of technology,
challenge.
Though.
No,
it's,
I hope not.
Yeah.
Hope not. All right, a quick break. We'll have a check of business when we come back. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get to the truth. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
No, but you started the conversation, right?
Well, I don't have anything to say. I don't have any comment.
Okay.
Yeah, the show prep has started for the local news media, by the way, in case you're wondering this morning, you know somebody. I've already texted a couple of my people I know in the business. That is the sound of the suspect in the Tesla vandalism case in Kirkwood. Charges were officially filed against him yesterday. Now it'll be interesting to see if the media actually covers the story. It happened a month ago. In the backdrop of all this Tesla vandalism going on around the country, we have a case right here in Kirkwood, and the local news media has ignored it. Now the guy's been charged with harassment, and we'll talk about a little bit more about that coming up shortly. I promise you that. All right, right now, let's get to Nicole Murray, who, you know, listening to her this morning, by the sound of her voice, she must have had a really good weekend.
I'm here. I made it. Sort of.
I heard your voice sounded really strained when I listened to you this morning with Gordon.
Yeah, you see what had happened was I had a cold and then I had a wedding and I didn't sleep at the wedding and it kind of snowballed a little bit.
I'm sorry. That's rough. It's rough to have to, particularly when you talk for a living, right?
Yeah, I feel like I sound like a man a little bit, but a sexy man at that.
It was like Phoebe from Friends, where she lost her voice kind of like you did, where you can still talk, and she thought it was sexy, and she was she'd wet her hair and stick her head out the window trying to catch another cold because she liked the way her voice sounded when she had that raspy sound to it.
I love you so much for the Friends reference. I can't even tell you.
Mark can't relate to that. I don't know if Ethan can either. No, you were not a true Friends fan.
I wasn't. I watched it.
Like, do you know if I said he's her lobster? Do you get what we're saying?
No.
Oh, well, there you go. That answers the question. Okay. Not a true Friends fan. That's a basic trivia question.
Okay. Yes, very basic.
Sorry. I failed that one. Want to talk Star Wars?
No, I don't. Okay. I know nothing about Star Wars.
Anchorman?
R2-D2?
Stripes? I got all kinds of them I can bring up. So what's going on out there in the business world?
Futures are mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 740. The NASDAQ up 461. The S&P 500 up 118. Macy's has cut its full-year profit guidance, even as it beat Wall Street's quarterly earnings expectations. In a news release, the department store operator said it reduced its earnings outlook because of higher tariffs, more promotions, and some moderation in discretionary spending. Macy's, however, did stick by its full-year sales forecast. Southwest Airlines, long favored by travelers for its free checked bag policy, is ending the popular rule. The New York Times reports that starting today, most passengers will start paying $35 for their first checked bag and $45 for the second. The Mortgage Bankers Association said the average interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased to 6.98% from 6.92%. Applications to refinance a home loan fell 7% for the week. Mortgage applications to purchase a home were 2% higher last week than the previous. Krispy Kreme is offering a sweet reward to high school and graduate students for today only. The donut chain will give away a free 3-pack of original glazed donuts to any graduate who visits a Krispy Kreme shop in their graduation regalia. This includes a cap and gown, senior shirt, or jacket. And today is National Hamburger Day. At Burger King, you can get a free burger with a purchase of $1 or more. Wendy's offering a 1-cent junior bacon cheeseburger. Buffalo Wild Wings, you can get half price off any burger, but that's for today only. And finally, couples are celebrating more modern milestones called arbitrary-versaries, and experts say it could be the fix some relationships need. Some examples couples are celebrating include the first time you peed with the door open or the night you first saw each other naked.
What? Who knows the date of those things?
I mean, I you could.
I mean, I guess there are certain reasons you might know the date of...
No? You don't think so? I feel like I love love. The so first I'm like, day, yeah.
I'm going to call my husband this morning and be like, hey, do you remember the first time you peed with the door open? What?
I mean, it's a big mile step. Just like farting in front of your partner for the first time is a big mile step. No?
You go out to a nice steakhouse and they're like, what are you celebrating this evening? Well, this is the anniversary of the first time we farted in front of each other.
Would you like put that in a diary or something?
Dear diary.
Yeah.
I farted in front of my husband this morning. It was a really big deal.
It is a big deal.
Do you get a card? Is there a card for happy fart anniversary?
Do you get extra points? Because like if I remember the birthdays and the wedding anniversary, I'm happy.
That's a lot to remember.
That's a low bar.
I remember our first date. I remember our first date, and I remember when he like asked me out, and obviously I remember when we
the
got
date
engaged.
Of that?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
Oh, no.
See?
But I've only been married a few years.
But
You've
it's
been
irrelevant.
Married a lot longer.
I've been married a lot. I've been married too long to remember any of that. I remember like generally when we got engaged, but I couldn't tell you the exact date.
Ask Michelle if she wants to celebrate the first time you guys peed with the door open. See what she says. I think it's
I probably couldn't repeat on the radio what you would say to me if I said that.
Fair enough.
But, yeah. Maybe that's a girl thing. I just don't think guys would ever remember anything like that.
Whatever. I think it's romantic. There's always a reason to celebrate in girl world.
I guess. Hallmark will love you for that. So go buy some flowers and a card.
Fartiversary.
Yeah, I guess. Nicole, we hope your voice continues to get better for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. We appreciate Bye-bye. That. Yep. Nicole Murray there. Wow. No, that was not
wow,
on
wow
my agenda
all I have
this
to say.
Morning.
Wow.
That was not something that had crossed my mind.
Going back to the burger thing, did I hear a 1 cent?
She did say
burger.
That. Burger
Is that without
King,
a purchase? No, Wendy's. I wrote it down. Was that without a purchase, or is that one of those things where it's like if you buy a meal, then
what
you
happens
get a 1 cent
when they
burger?
No, have no more pennies.
Oh,
what's
going to?
They can't do that deal
that's
anymore.
Right. Next
it's going to be a nickel. See, it's causing inflation.
I didn't realize. I listened this morning on the Gordon Deal Show, which, of course, is what Nicole's on, and they were talking about how the first hamburger was made in the late 1800s, where these guys were, was it like a fair or something? And they were making like pork sandwiches, and they ran out of the pork meat, so they started using ground beef, and it just kind of went from there. And it was called hamburger because it was made in Hamburg. Was it not Connecticut? Is it Connecticut? Somewhere, the city was Hamburg, and
but
I guess
it was in the United States.
In the
is
United,
what you're saying?
I think it was the United States, and at that time it
was hamburgers in Germany,
it was
right?
Typical that you would name the item after the city that you had made it in. So that was, I guess, how it became.
Ham.
No, it had nothing to do with ham. That was why they said, according to this guy, they called it the hamburger.
All right.
The more you know.
The more you know on National Hamburger Day. Go have a hamburger today. So the Wendy's deal was you have to spend at least $1 to get the free burger.
You looked it up?
Well, no, that's what she said.
I thought it was Burger King.
Was it Burger King?
I thought she said Burger King on that one.
So that was Wendy's
sure?
and then Burger King.
I wrote it down. Okay, hold on. Wendy's is selling cheeseburgers for 1 cent this week.
Okay.
It's not a total freebie, of course.
Okay, of course not.
Let's see here.
She wants the
details.
See,
I'm still... It's the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger deal. Okay, see, this is what it is. There's always a catch. Wendy's is selling its Junior Bacon Cheeseburger for 1 cent with any purchase from May 28th through June 1st.
So you buy a $5 soda and you get a free hamburger?
Yeah, but it's like...
For a penny.
I get you can't just give away 1 cent burgers,
right.
But it always sounds better than it really is.
Get them in
is.
The door. Get them in the door and they'll buy something else.
I'll just add some fries with that. Would you like to upgrade that
to
an XL? Yes, please.
It's crazy. Just crazy. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News for you. Next hour, top of the hour, we'll get Attorney Beavis Shock on to discuss this ruling by the Missouri Supreme Court that effectively stops abortions in the state of Missouri. How long is that going to last? We'll get his thoughts on it about 7:08. We're back after this.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Yeah, so unfortunately, the changes to Southwest Airlines bag policy, where you're going to have to start paying for your checked bags, that goes into effect today. But there's also some changes coming to United Airlines that you might not like. Beginning June 3rd, all domestic flyers will have to arrive at least 45 minutes early for their flight, even if they aren't checking bags. It's part of the airline's new check-in policy. Used to be 30 minutes, so now you have to be there 45 minutes early. Now, 45 minutes isn't that much time, but I know people who really, really like to be able to cut it close, especially if something comes up and you're just truly not able to make it there any earlier.
So what happens? What, are they going to not let you get on the flight?
Yeah, it sounds like they really would do that.
They're going to get sued.
It says they will be enforcing the strict cut off.
Does this have anything to do with that TikTok trend?
Oh, people trying to cut it close to see if they can actually make it.
I wonder if that's what it is.
It says that the changes will increase efficiency and help streamline their process, as well as help agents assist others who need their help.
It's for check-in.
Yes.
Which means if you're on a connecting flight and it gets in 20 minutes before your next flight leaves, it wouldn't affect that. Right?
I don't think,
No, because you're already checked into the system.
Yeah, I don't think that would be impacted.
All right.
So anyway, there's another crazy story just staying on the airline beat. There was a Delta flight where there's a really crazy video. The flight's midair and all of a sudden a pigeon starts flying on the ceiling of the plane, and people are understandably freaking out. Some guy's up there with a jacket trying to capture a pigeon. Sounds like there were actually two pigeons. But anyway, they're flying around this plane. People are screaming. The guy's trying to catch it. And the pilot comes on at one point and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wildlife situation on the plane."
So the birds got in and they'd been resting up above the luggage compartment area?
Yeah, and it wasn't until one of the baggage handlers picked up the bags that the pigeons just started flying
everywhere. But the
plane hadn't
taken off yet.
I thought that for some reason it had. Saying that it had led to a delay. I don't know. I mean, you see these videos and it's kind of...
Either way,
I do not like birds.
But me neither.
So I would be flipping out.
Not quite as crazy as this. And this doesn't surprise me one iota. Gen Z is signing up for adulting 101 classes because they can't handle basic life skills. Sue.
Well, who has created these people?
This is a really good question.
You know what I'm saying?
Gen Z is flocking to Adulting 101 crash courses, desperate to learn what previous generations might call common sense. How to do laundry, budgeting, or navigating a grocery store without having to Google what is a turnip.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I have Googled some of the stuff like that. Not what is a turnip, not that. Okay. But
no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, like how to find stuff.
Okay, but wouldn't your parents have taught you how to do laundry?
You would think.
Wouldn't you hope?
And budget?
I'm not going to out this kid, but one of my son's friends admitted to us when they were in college that he had never done laundry. His mom had done it for him his entire life. So he didn't know how to do it. So, that, you know, this all falls back on the parents.
Yes.
It really does. Like I told my teenage daughter the other day, I've got to go mow grass. Come out here and I'll show you how to start the lawnmower.
Yes.
Dad, girls don't mow grass. And I'm like, well, they don't mow grass in this household, but in a lot of other households they do.
Yeah, my dad said, you're going to know how to do everything.
These are life skills.
You're cutting the backyard.
That's right.
Your brother's cutting the front.
Thank you. You alternate every week,
and nobody goes anywhere on Saturday until it's done.
I love that. I love that.
The problem is when it comes to budgeting or cooking or things like that that we would consider basic skills, a lot of parents don't even know how to do it as adults, so then they can't even teach their kids.
Yeah.
They have taken home ec out, so some people don't know how to do it.
Well, that's true. But how can they not know how to cook or do laundry?
I mean, they just do the microwavable meals, I guess.
Oh, I see.
They make it too easy. Fast food nowadays. I mean, think about, you hear these stories about people who go four plus times a week to get fast food. I'm thinking, how do you even afford that? I mean, obviously it's terrible
it's
for your health, but that's, I mean, a simple fast food meal now is what, 10 bucks easily?
Where are you going?
Where are you going? 15 or 20? I mean, yeah.
20? What are you getting?
Like, if I take my wife and my grandkids to Chick-fil-A, it's $40.
Okay, if you're getting it for a family, yes. I'm talking about just one kid's
meal and a salad and a chicken sandwich shouldn't be $40. It's crazy.
Wow.
Quickly here, and this was sad news. Mary Lou Retton, who had all those bad health issues a year ago, just got arrested for DUI in West Virginia.
Apparently charged
with one count of driving under the influence of either alcohol or drugs. They're not quite sure yet. She's been released on a $1,500
Phenomenal gymnast in her heyday.
Hate to see that. Hate to see it. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Beavis Shock about that Supreme Court ruling on abortion.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.